question.
Mama fills up our plates. Papa's saying grace.
This is Shelley Tomlinson, belle of all things Southern, and author of the newly released storytelling cookbook, Hungry is a Mighty Fine Sauce. And you're listening to All Things Southern Live on KMLB, News Talk 105.7 FM and 540 AM. Let's do this thing.
Louisiana, living sweet as sugar on the
name. Oh, yeah, it's another lovely Monday evening here in the Arklamas, Northeast Louisiana, to be precise. JR and I are going to spend the next hour with you here on All Things Southern Live, and I'm looking forward to it. It is a beautiful day outside.
It is, I would agree.
Sparkling and clear, and I got over here early to do the radio show, and I actually found a really pretty place that I was going to sit and drink some coffee and prep. But my mind was distracted about a lot of things, and so I prayed instead. And I'm still ready to do the radio show. See, that's a win-win. I may not be prepped up the way I want to be, but JR.
Yes.
Let us be honest. How often am I prepped as well as I need to be?
It's rare. Usually, it's very rare.
This is true, y'all. And you've heard me say it before. I'm always thinking, let me start that sentence another way. I'm always thinking that, you know, I'm going to turn over some leaf where I'm going to be a very prepped and polished radio show host. But I don't know, y'all.
I think Rush Limbaugh.
Don't hold your breath.
I think he preps, probably 2 or 3 hours before a show each day, I think.
What? That, like, before the show, or you mean that long, 2 to 3 hours?
I don't know. It's one or the other. I take that back. It may be an hour before. I think he's talked about that. I'm sure he has before.
I bet he has. Everybody does.
He's
most
got some
people.
Kind of there's like a science to it or something. And then I've heard other people, radio personalities say, oh, especially morning show folks,
yeah,
they're like, I get up at 2 a.m. in the morning and start prepping for the 5 a.m. show.
Wow.
And I'm like, how do you do that?
Newsflash, y'all. Your happy hostess does not. If you're a regular listener to All Things Southern Live, you probably are not surprised by that. If you're driving down the road and you're listening to us, hello. You have found All Things Southern Live on Talk 540 KMLB, and that is FM
105.7.
That's it, 105.7. Yeah. Now, if you're watching online on one of the streaming shows that would be on KMLB.com or on Facebook Live, then bless your heart, because that means you found us on purpose.
You did.
you wanted to find us, and I do appreciate that very much.
What did you do over the Easter weekend?
My husband and I traveled to Houston, yeah, along with my son and daughter-in-law and the three grands from Lake Providence. And we went to our daughter and son-in-law's house in Houston, Texas, and where the two grands from Houston were. So I had all five of my grands together.
Wow.
Known as the Fabulous Five around here. And we had a blast. We did a little bit of everything. The guys went to the Houston Zoo. We went to the Houston Zoo.
Okay.
The girls took the five kids, our own little Zoomania, to the zoo. So that was fun. But the guys went to the Houston Open is what I was about to say.
Oh, the golf, tournament.
And so that was good. I loved seeing Phil get to enjoy that because he's had a lot on him lately.
Does he like to play golf?
He is. My husband is like a great athlete. He doesn't play a lot of golf lately in the last number of years, just with work and the farm and, you know, all the above the grands and just life. But Phil is that athlete that goes back out to the country club and just, like, you know, plays around. And, like, y'all know it's true. He, like, beats everybody that's playing day in and day out. That's Phil. That's my man. Right,
more power to it.
Yeah.
That's good.
So let's do a big shout out to the people that are already listening on Facebook, because I have not been able to do that lately. And I appreciate y'all so much. So hello, Kevin Parker, who says, I always listen on purpose.
There you go.
We appreciate that. Yeah. We like on purpose listeners. And then we have, let's see who else is with us. I know Cecily is with us. Let's see. I just refreshed the wrong one. Hold on. What, Jeff?
No, I was just saying, okay.
Okay, so we have Luann, Hall Benji, Benj? I don't know how to say your name, Luann, because we talk all the time, but I don't say your name out loud, so I don't know that last name. But she's listening from Iowa. So,
right.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, remember to put where you're listening from so we can see across the state. So we've got Luann in Iowa, Danny Wadsworth. I don't know where you're calling in from or writing in from, Danny. Renee Monk, Brenda Register, and Neil Horath, and Pamela Booth-Vest. And I know you're in Texas. Yeah, so that's just a few. We'll give some more shout-outs. Indiana, I didn't say it, did I, Kevin? Kevin is listening on purpose from Indiana.
All right. Wow.
So, you know, that's four or five states already, and I know there are more, but we are already at the first break, so I'll be right back. I did bring you a story. Hello, Brenda, listening from Panama City, Florida, and Renee from West Monroe, Louisiana. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, and
Okay, so we're doing a roundup of the states. Right now I've got Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Indiana, Texas, and Arkansas listening in. So if I've missed anyone, let me know. Hello, Greg Bishop. That would be my grade school friend. And Kevin Parker's got a cutout. Goodbye, Kevin. All right, y'all don't go anywhere. We're going to have a big show. I've got a very interesting author at the bottom of the hour. Kathy Beatty, Suddenly Single, Rebuilding Your Life After Divorce. And I happen to know that this one is going to be just right for a number of people that I'm in relationship with. So y'all stay tuned.
He'll talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana. Chevrolet. An American Revolution.
Well, folks, did y'all know that it is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day?
Oh, somebody had some peanut butter and chocolate ice cream in the break room earlier, but I didn't try any.
I could work with that.
It was kind of, sort of. I don't know. I'm a peanut butter and jelly guy.
You are?
I like that, yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly, that's like the, you know, the opening foray into sandwiches. Like every little kid gets started, right, with peanut butter and jelly before you graduate to bologna and ham.
Right. I don't know. There's something about, you know, like when you're a kid, and you probably do this with your grandchildren, there's certain ways you can cut the sandwiches, the bread. You don't just.
And there are certain ways to apply the peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. It's very
specific. Some people want it mixed. Some people want it separate. Yeah. Everybody has their own plan with peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
And you've got to love the little kids. So I do it how they want. And speaking of little kids, that's a great entry into today's Porch Chat, y'all, because I particularly love this story. I tell y'all all the time that the things that happen to me at my speaking events and the stories I get from my audiences are better than those that I bring my audiences. You know, honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I tell y'all that story wise. I mean, like, you know, I would like to think that once I finish storytelling and wrap it up and get into the message that I have from my listeners, that it's, you know, something that can be a good takeaway for you. But as far as the stories, like, y'all are hilarious, and I love the stories I get from y'all. Well, I bring you two illustrations today just to kind of make my point? Yeah. So the first one comes from Wichita, Kansas. I was up there speaking to a crowd of people, and my notes, known as the papers I keep on the stage that I seldom refer to but insist on having with me because I'm an eternal optimist who always thinks I'm going to look at them.
Just in case.
Yeah, those notes. They were on a music stand in the center of the stage. Yours truly was making what I hoped was a crucial point, like stage left, when the stand tilted unexpectedly. My papers, I like to encase them in these plastic sleeves. Like I use a binder, and they're encased in plastic sleeves because you can turn the pages easily.
Right.
Well, the binder fell. It was like hanging from the, like it tilted. So it was hanging from the stand, and the binder opened accidentally, and my papers started sliding, my notes, my carefully, carefully detailed notes, started just sliding out into the audience, like one by one. It was potentially embarrassing.
For picking the certain people in the audience.
Yeah, like pick it up and read it. You know, let's see what we're studying tonight. So it was potentially embarrassing. Wow. I say potentially because thankfully God has given me the ability to laugh at myself.
That's all you can do.
Y'all, if you have not learned to laugh at yourself, then you're hamstrung because laughing at yourself is like, it's like a safety release valve. So I just went with it. I just laughed with them as we all watched my notes. We just all watched together as I just slid to a stop one by one in front of God and everybody. But that's not the best thing that happened recently.
Oh boy.
This story comes, JR. I was in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to a large audience there, a beautiful Saturday morning. It was a big old room. Decorating a lot of tables, round tables with pretty white tablecloths and, you know, floral arrangements and all of that. I mean, it was really done up well.
Sure.
There was one table in front of me. Now, this is a ladies' event, so it's all women. There's one table in front of me, though, and sitting at that table is a little three-and-a-half little girl, precious little blonde-haired, blue-eyed little girl.
Right, yeah.
So she's sitting at the table in front of me. Now, I don't know the backstory. I don't know if her mother had childcare and it fell out, you know, fell apart at the last moment. I don't know why she was there. And I don't know what the mama said to the daughter before we started, but I have an idea. Hold on and you will too. The crowd that day was like particularly fun, and engaging and giving me a lot of feedback, you know, so that means I may or may not have gotten like really stirred up into storytelling form. All I know is I had no sooner spoken the final word of my closing remarks when that sweet child pulled herself up to her full height. She stuck her hand straight up in the air, JR, like you would if you wanted the teacher to call on you.
Right, sure.
And she announced, "I want my prize."
she knew what she was after.
She said it very loud. There was no mistaking what she meant. Her mother was mortified, but yeah, she said it so loud, like everybody behind them just was howling with laughter.
Bet.
It may have been the best laugh I got all day, or we got, the child and me, but seriously, I have always thought that my audiences should get a prize for listening to me when I get all wound up.
Right.
But that pretty little blonde-headed girl will go down on record as the first person who ever had the nerve to ask me for it. I need my prize. I listen to you all day long. I need my prize. I've been good. We all knew what she meant.
You may have to start taking some candies with you or something you could pass on.
Oh, I gave her a prize. I found a prize in my purse because, you know, I have grandchildren, so I always have prizes.
Sure.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that's a little bit of don't worry, be happy. And that's what I decided to do. I thought she was so stinking cute. Like, her mama was still apologizing to me later at the book table. You know, she came up to me, and it was exactly as I had expected. You know, she had told her daughter to be quiet, you know, not to talk during my speech and all of that. And so this child was like, you know, she did it. I mean, I got my last word out. She's like, I need a prize. I need a prize. So for those of you that are watching on Facebook Live, you know, and you may have heard me speak in person, go ahead. Tell the truth and stay in church. You wanted a prize too, right?
She just made the show that much more fun.
She did.
You know?
She was fun. And, you know, all the other women liked it too. So I rounded up a little bit of news that we can all lose. You ready for this?
Sure, there's a bunch out there.
There's a bunch. I mean, I just pulled in a few things. Here's one right here.
Sure.
According to new research out of the Medical College of Georgia, one single milkshake can kill you. One. I don't make this stuff up. They found one high-fat milkshake can transform healthy red blood cells into small, spiky cells that can set up a cardiovascular incident. Seriously, y'all, you milkshake people, pay attention. They said it took healthy young men up to 4 hours, healthy young men, after a milkshake for their blood vessels to relax and return to operate normally. I don't know, y'all. I mean, weigh in. What do y'all think? I see you there, Mindy Lancaster. What do you think? Like, one milkshake could kill you? If this were so, wouldn't there be, like, a lot of people dying at Dairy Queen and the Sonic and outside McDonald's? I mean, really, y'all? I don't think so. I don't think so. Of course, I reckon there are some people that would think that's the way to go, right? I don't know. Here's one. I saw this headline on the USA Today website, JR. It said, are you part of the 30% of Americans wasting your tax returns?
Oh, no.
Are you going to waste yours?
I never waste mine.
You never waste yours, do you, JR?
No.
I mean, like, I don't think anybody is.
Always goes to food and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Much.
Like, they're probably wasting it on car payments and groceries.
Yeah. Basic needs of life.
Yeah, you know. Don't you just hate it when these big people in these big cities and national newspapers tell us how we should spend our tax refunds?
I'm telling you. Already got some of mine back. So.
Oh, here, this. Okay, I am going to need to hear from the women in the audience on this one because, JR, I run across this kind of story occasionally, and I'm fascinated every time. So, ladies, let's see. Mindy Lancaster's up for the challenge. What challenge would that? Oh, that would be the milkshake challenge. Gotcha. Okay, ladies. Now, gentlemen, you can opine on this if you would like to, but, you know, I'm just saying your comments will be taken into consideration that you've never birthed a baby. But for the women, I want to know about this, JR. A 29-year-old woman in Pensacola, Florida, gave birth, and listen to this. Once again, she didn't know she was pregnant.
Oh. How do you not know that?
I do not know, JR. I need somebody to tell me it really can happen. Somebody that I trust, because
like she went through
I
the
never
whole,
believe it.
She went through the whole term and didn't
supposedly,
know.
Supposedly. It was a full-term baby.
What?
She said, in fact, when she finally went into labor, she told doctors she thought it was bad Chinese food.
What?
That's a bad Chinese food.
Wow.
I have given birth twice, and I'm just wanting to go down on record as saying that's some bad Chinese food right there if you think you have eaten bad Chinese food. I mean, really?
I think she would know some of the physical changes in herself that would be occurring that
I always say that.
Give her a clue, something to.
And I want to know from people if I'm, I mean, you know, people that I trust. I'm whispering. People that I trust. Not questionable people, but, you know, I want someone that I know and trust to say, yep, Shelly, happened to me. I was just, you know, walking around behind the little animals and gave birth. I mean, I want somebody to tell me that it can happen because I don't think it can.
I don't think so either. I don't.
What do y'all think?
I don't know. It's
Tell me, folks, what do you think? Word is she named him General So. That's not true.
You added that wrong.
That's true. I added that. That was fake news. That was one of the menu items from the last Chinese food I ate. I don't eat Chinese food anymore. Like, I used to eat it years ago, but it's got too much sodium.
Yeah.
But I never thought I was having a baby after I ate Chinese food. So, anyway, weigh in on that. We're out of time, and we've got to get to my break right here. Let's do one more. Let's do one more. This one's good. Okay. One more. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Wait. Now, I trust Lee Bradley. I'm looking at Facebook Live, and Lee Bradley said his brother-in-law's, my brother-in-law's brother's wife did that. Somebody else said, okay. The Vault says, I know of a young lady who gave birth and didn't know she was pregnant. Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe there is something there.
I'm going to try to believe y'all. I still stand skeptical, Donna. Arnold Schwarzenegger had emergency open heart surgery last week to repair a valve. I'm
going to
give you three guesses of what the first thing he said when he came back. Headed into break. Three guesses. First two don't count. Y'all know what he said, right? Right? I'm back.
For over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. That's Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at 4624 Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor. He can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Oh, a little bit of shrimp Creole. We're going to have to put that on pause and eat later because I have a guest up that I want to introduce you to. She has a wealth of information that we can learn from. Her name is Kathy Beatty. She's a corporate trainer, life coach, and domestic mediator specializing in group therapy. She has helped hundreds of individuals find hope and resilience as they go through life transitions. And the transition that we're talking about today would be divorce. The book I hold in my hand says Suddenly Single, Rebuilding Your Life After Divorce. Hello, Kathy Beatty.
Hello, Shelley. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for being by All Things Southern Live with such a hard and yet vitally needed book. I mean, a lot of people find themselves where they are suddenly single. So why did you write the book first off?
Well, because you are right. So many people find themselves all of a sudden single, and they are in a territory that they've never been in before. So now they're having to step into the legal world, into the financial world, and places that they have no idea on how to maneuver. So I created the book as a guide to get you through it. So we go through all of the practical things, such as dealing with lawyers and the legal system and different types of processes you can go through. But we also talk about the very important emotions of divorce and how you can get support to get through it. So this book is really a guide that's near and dear to my heart because I went through my own divorce over 20 years ago, and I've been leading groups for the last 12 years, support groups. And just found that so many people needed not only support, but the how-to, the practical how-to get through this traumatic event in their life.
Absolutely. You know what I'd like for you to speak to before we go any further? I really appreciated how you opened the book as you began to talk about that you weren't putting forth divorce as a good option. Talk a little bit about how you explained your feelings on it and God's feelings on it.
I will, absolutely. I put a disclaimer in there that I never want to dishonor marriage because that is a holy covenant. And that's, I don't want to encourage divorce, and I certainly don't want to dishonor marriage because absolutely God does not want us to do that. And I also just wanted to be there for those people to know that there is hope and not to close out God at this time in their life. In fact, invite him in because he is so willing to, you know, he's a God of second chances, and all of our failures and mistakes, and that's what the cross is there for, as we just celebrated the power of it, right?
Amen.
And
amen.
So, yeah.
I couldn't agree with that. Yes.
I'm sorry?
Go right ahead. I'm sorry I stepped on you.
Oh, no, no, that's fine. So I just wanted people to know that this is a spiritual trauma as well as a an emotional trauma, and that God is always for us, even now, even when we feel like we have been a total failure, when we feel unloved, we feel so rejected and betrayed, all of those emotions, God is so able to enter into them.
Absolutely. I love the fact that you already brought up, you know, that this was not God's desire, and that he hates it because it hurts and, you know, it tears that flesh apart, and yet it happens. And so, you know, as believers, we want to help someone through those times. And, I remember telling a very, very much loved, person in my life that I won't name, but I remember telling her, she was talking about the regrets of her divorce and how she was, you know, trying to deal with all that. And I told her that God could make plan B beautiful. And I deeply believe that yes, plan A would be for, you know, marriages to all last, you know, but plan B can be beautiful. And you speak so well to that in this book. Why do you think, I think what you said early on was that even if, whether you're the person that left the marriage or the person that wanted the marriage to work, you can still have all those overwhelming emotions. And speak a little bit to that, because I loved your take on that. Because sometimes we think, well, if you're the person that left, you're good to go. You know, you've made that choice and you're happy, but that's not the case, is it?
It is not the case. And many times people will go through the grieving process prior to leaving the marriage if they are the one that's leaving. So all of these emotions, the loneliness, the failure, the anger, the depression, all of those accompany both parties. Mm-hmm. It may be experienced at different times, but they all go through those emotions. Mm-hmm. So the people who leave a marriage, the person who leaves a marriage, has as much, if not more, things to work through and to understand about themselves.
Yeah.
But this is not the end of their story. Mm-hmm. Even with this traumatic event, God has a plan, and he has a very good plan. And I've seen it, having worked with hundreds of people going through divorce in support groups and working one-on-one. Their life after this can be wonderful.
Oh, man, I'm seeing that play out. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is a process. You have to do this intentionally, because as painful as this time is, it is also very powerful. Mm-hmm. And the decisions that you make are going to affect you the rest of your life. So one of the common mistakes, people think, well, I went through this divorce, and now I'm single, and so the only way I can be happy is if I get that next relationship, find that next person. So
no way.
We just we just hurt ourselves so much by doing that because we're not healed. Mm-hmm. We haven't worked through those things that we need to work through. And so in this book, I get really down to the core of our spirit and how we need to forgive ourselves, and we need to look at our life, and we need to look at the life, our heritage of where we came from, understand why we act the way we act, what we value, why we value it. So this time, as painful as it is also so powerful that perhaps we'll be able and ready to look into who we are, mm-hmm. so that we can truly heal from this divorce, from our past, that we use this time to really understand who we are and understand what does God want for my life. Because I will tell you, the good news is God has better plans for us than we do.
Amen. You know, I haven't been through a divorce myself, and I'm very, very grateful for my lifelong marriage that is still strong, and I try to tend to it every day. But I do have close loved ones who have, and I've seen it done both ways, where someone tries to jump into that next relationship and where someone gives themselves the time to heal. And I cannot attest more vehemently to what you're saying, that yes, you know, absolutely use that time to let the Lord talk to you and heal you. But I think the reason, again, I haven't gone through a divorce, but I think the reason for much of that is that sudden aloneness, that being alone, that must be so loud, you know, that quiet. So is that true? Is that just a good guess on my part, or is that what you have found? Is it the aloneness that pushed people into that next relationship?
Yes, and that's part of it. And mm-hmm. we actually talked about loneliness I do a Facebook Live every mm-hmm. Friday night at 9 o'clock.
Oh, y'all hear that?
Yes, it's Facebook. My Facebook page is Divorce Support Anonymous. Mm-hmm. And we just talked about loneliness and working mm-hmm. through our loneliness. And we talked about some techniques to deal with it so that we're not making mistakes with our loneliness and mm-hmm. doing things that will hurt us in the long run.
Yeah.
So, yes, loneliness is part of it. It's one of the features, the territory that you're going through. But if we come to understand it, mm-hmm. we can work through it better. And we can find ourselves when we allow ourselves just to step out into safe, supportive environments to deal with that loneliness in a healthy way, mm-hmm. instead of an artificial way such as drugs or alcohol or finding that next person, or, you know, just doing the things that are not going to help us. They will just postpone our healing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, yeah. Speak to the church for a few minutes, because, you know, I'm a church girl. I'm a strong believer, and I believe in the local church, but I also mm-hmm. know that many times we don't do a really good job of ministering to those in our congregations, you know, that are going through divorce. Why do you think that is? And do you have tools in Suddenly Single that can help help us with that?
Yes. I do speak to the church in that book. And in fact, I'm in the process of writing a book, and I've been interviewing pastors,
mm-hmm.
trying to understand. I understand where singles come from, but I mm-hmm. want to understand where the church is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I get their concern that if they are supporting singles or people going through divorce, then they're not honoring marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're torn so many times.
Right.
And because they don't say anything, those people going through divorce feel even more alone.
Right.
So I will tell you, Shelley, one of the most precious things that happened to me when I went through my divorce over 20 years ago was a retired pastor came up to me in the church that I was going to. He attended the church, too, knew what I was going through, and he said, Kathy, how can I pray for you?
No, there you go.
It was so profound to me, Shelley.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds pretty simple, but it was so profound to me.
No, it really resonates. I really understand that, because so many times we feel like that if we address something that we are condoning it. We're saying this is good. This is a great thing. Mm-hmm. You know, instead mm-hmm. of seeing that person in pain and, mm-hmm. you know, addressing the hurt and the pain mm-hmm. instead of the problem. Mm-hmm. And so I can see how that really ministered to you as your pastor reached out to you.
Yes. And churches need to check into this. I think every church should have a divorce ministry.
Mm-hmm.
My program is Divorce Support Anonymous. That I hold is the 10-week program. There are other national programs out there. Divorce Care is one.
Mm-hmm.
But the church needs to address these hurting people.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say at the end of my sessions, I say, I hope we have been the church.
Mm.
Not a building, not a denomination.
Right.
An organization.
Yeah.
But the true church.
The true body of Christ.
Yes, that is a sanctuary that gives you hope, that gives you direction, that is not judgmental, but loves you, mm-hmm. loves you through this trauma, because they feel so alone, especially in the church. How is the church mm-hmm. going to react to me when I'm going through this?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to reject me? And in the church, they want to, but they don't say anything, or they don't have a divorce ministry. And I will tell you, there are a lot of wonderful pastors who will counsel people.
Mm-hmm.
But until, and I say this from experience and having seen it so many times, until you have gone through this,
mm-hmm.
you cannot speak to the pain
mm-hmm.
that those who have gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's wonderful pastors out there, and they do wonderful counseling. And, you know, not to make a decision on how they handle it, but it's just something that goes deeper to the core,
mm-hmm.
and until you've gone through it, it's very difficult to speak to.
Now,
because
were you in
my attitude about divorce before mm-hmm. I went through my own? It's like, oh my word, you know,
mm-hmm.
get your life together.
Yeah.
You have children to raise. What
right.
is the problem here?
Right.
You know, totally wrong, totally unloving.
Well, what has surprised you the most about your ministry and helping people through these transitions in life?
What has surprised me the most is the ability for God to enter into our sessions and heal people.
Yeah.
And just watch, every group is different personalities, different dynamics, but God always shows up.
That's
He's
great.
He's always there. And then I see people come in very raw, very hurting, and then by about week 4 or 5, their shoulders start to drop a little bit. You can see a glimmer of hope in their eye, and that is just... It amazes me, the work of God in people's lives when they are open to it.
I love that. I'm so glad I asked you that question, because I love the way that you ended this interview. I appreciate your work, Kathy, and I appreciate your being by All Things Southern. Now tell our listeners again where they can find this 10-week course.
Absolutely. You can go to my website, which is Divorce Support Anonymous. We will be doing support groups starting May 2nd
mm-hmm.
online for those who are not local.
Okay, that's right around the corner.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah. So you can find out all about the books. You can connect to different sites to purchase them from and get
mm-hmm.
them. And Divorce Support Anonymous information is there. Let me speak again to the Facebook page, which
mm-hmm.
is Divorce Support Anonymous, and the Facebook Live,
okay.
which will be about a 20-minute time for us to come together and just get some support.
That's great. Well, I'll be putting those links up on the Facebook Live that's going on right now. So if y'all are listening and you didn't get DivorceSupportAnonymous.com or the Facebook link that Kathy gave out, watch my Facebook wall. Kathy, thank you for being by All Things Southern Live, and you have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much, Shelley. God bless your ministry.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to All Things Southern Live.
For over over 30 years, Simmons Sporting Goods has been outfitting folks for hundreds of miles. With the biggest in-store selection and original price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best price possible. There's over 70,000 square feet filled with nearly 100 stands, thousands of firearms and bows, an acre of camo. You name it, we've got it. You can even get 12 months same as cash and lunch from our duck blind restaurant. Visit Simmons Sporting Goods in Bastrop, Louisiana or SimmonsSportingGoods.com.
Computer trouble. Don't you hate it? This is Shelly from All Things Southern, and when I have computer issues, I call Wintersmith Computers, your local go-to computer retailer. Let Wintersmith help you find just the right machine, and then take a deep breath and let them keep your systems up and running. Bring your problem in or take advantage of their on-site service. It's the only way this bell rolls. That's Wintersmith Computers, just off I-20 at 4624 Cypress Street in West Monroe.
Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor.
He can make it real in a Chevy.
Save big money on a car or truck. Friendly service, folks you can trust. We put good people behind the wheel. Jim Taylor Chevrolet, making it real. Hey, Louisiana, do you want a great deal? Talk to Jim Taylor, he can make it real.
Rayville, Louisiana, Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
Cathead biscuits, shrimp Creole. Hey, folks, we're going to wrap up this show with a little bit of cooking and a bit of Southern comfort for your heart. And, of course, a reminder that tonight, tonight's the final. Yeah, tonight's the final, the big game. I am personally still smarting from the way the girls' game ended last night. Anybody? Did y'all see it? See, I can't ask JR because he's not a basketball person.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll tell you instead. Okay.
Okay.
So Mississippi State and Notre Dame are playing in the women's final last night.
Okay.
And Mississippi State is about to pull it off. They're about to pull it off, which would be the first ever national championship for Mississippi State. Notre Dame has won. Notre Dame women have won a national championship before. I'm not sure anybody how many or when was the last one, but I know Notre Dame has won the national championship before, but Mississippi State was this close.
Wow.
Okay? And so shall I set this up for you? I mean, we're about to win. And then the post player from Mississippi State misses a putback. I'm just a putback, JR.
What is it?
You're right up underneath the goal. And just a little bitty, tiny, tiny bank shot up underneath the goal.
Okay.
It did not go in. And again, this can happen to the best of players. But it barely, I mean, it was just like right there and she missed it.
Wow.
And so then Notre Dame ties the game up. They have 3 seconds on the clock. And so possibly we're going to go into overtime and maybe still win.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah. No. Because they called a timeout. As an ex-coach, I know exactly. I couldn't hear the huddle, but I could guarantee y'all that the Mississippi State coach was telling his girls, because they had a foul to give, meaning, for you non-basketball people, that they, if they fouled someone, they would not put them on the line shooting unless they fouled them in the act of shooting. And I know that they knew that and he told them not to do that. But they had a foul to give before they got the bonus. And so I know with 3 seconds on the clock, what he told them was foul. Give that extra foul. Like as soon as the ball is inbounded, that's going to take a tick or so off the clock. Then they'll take it out again. At which point they would have what? A second and a half left on the clock. Well, I'm just guessing that's what he said because that's what any coach would say.
Right.
But instead, we let them, we being Mississippi State, we let them inbound the basketball and the shooter took 3 dribbles without anyone fouling her and stopping the clock. 3 dribbles, tossed up a 3, it goes in. Game over.
Wow.
Mississippi State lost. I'm not over it. Can you tell I'm not over it?
That's what's wrong with you. I've been wondering.
That was a pretty long recap, wasn't it?
Yes.
And that was kind of an intensive extensive recap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mindy Lancaster says it's been 17 years since Notre Dame won.
Wow.
17 years. Thank you, Mindy. I knew it had been. I knew they had won one.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
I was pretty sick, but the boys play tonight.
Okay.
So
you're going to be watching those, I'm sure.
Oh yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
What if the guys lose tonight? Is that just going to be like a?
Am I going to go into mourning? Like, is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah. Are you going to be like really sad? And like,
No. I'll get over it.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's just a game, isn't it?
I guess I'll get over it. You think I'll get over it? I'll get over it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Let's see. Oh, I had something else I was going to tell y'all. Oh, well.
You don't have any more news over there?
I did have some more news, but something else came to me and I forgot.
Oh.
And now I just totally blanked out. So forgive me, folks. We're going to go into the Southern Comfort, though, because it is 5:54, and I want to leave you with a little something else going into your work week. So I told y'all when we started the show that it was beautiful here in Northeast Louisiana, and it is. It's planting season at home. The clock is ticking, and our little farming community is buzzing with activity.
What do y'all plant up there this
We plant
time of year?
Soybeans. Okay. Well, my husband, our farm, my husband and my son and my father-in-law, and yeah, our farm. Now, you know, there's cotton farmed in our area and other
right.
crops, but we farm rice and soybeans and wheat and corn.
Okay.
So that's our crops, and clock is ticking.
Yeah.
There's a window of opportunity that produces optimum results for our crops. But that window also comes with spring shower, so
yeah.
Translation is tricky.
May have a little bit more coming in this week too.
Yeah, we've had a pretty wet spring, and
yeah.
when to plant and how deep to plant. Well, it's never an exact science because our weather is predictably unpredictable. Ground that's been turned over and prepared for seed can get wet, dry out, crust over, and need to be plowed up yet again before planting can begin. I tell you that because I'm reminded as I watch all this every spring of Hosea 1:12, where the Lord instructs the Israelites to break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord until he comes to rain righteousness on you. The Lord is using agricultural imagery there, y'all, to encourage his people to break up the fallow, meaning the hard ground of their hearts, to receive from him. As you might imagine, it's easy for this farmer's wife to identify with breaking up your hard ground. But I understand this, breaking up your fallow ground. I understand it a little bit more right now, that need to break it up again and again. Because, see, these days, that verse is speaking stronger to me than ever before. I feel like I've gotten a little bit of new insight into it, and that's what I want to share with you in the hopes that it will help you too. I am more aware than ever in my life just how quickly the top layer of our heart can dry out and harden and crust over. I call it the crust of self. I mean, I would love to tell you that my heart burns passionately for Jesus 24/7, but a lightning bolt from one of those unexpected spring showers might strike me mid-sentence. What I can tell you instead is that I now have a go-to plan on the days when I wake up feeling cold-hearted and my prayers feel forced and strained. These days, I know what's up, and I intentionally break up the crust that's formed over my heart by surrendering to God yet again. It's called dying daily. See, when I determine to die to myself and live to Christ, and I trust him to do with my cold heart what I can't do, well, he comes in like a refreshing spring rain every time. So remember that. When you wake up with a cold heart, break open that crust of self.
I like that. That's good.
Thank you, JR. You know, I actually got the whole comfort in because I started earlier.
I was looking at the clock here. We're a little early.
Yeah, I have a whole minute. And generally, I'm like running up to the finish line. And so now I'm like, okay, breath. I can actually breathe. I actually finished the whole thing. So let's go back to our Facebook Live and give a few more shout outs to the good people that are with us today. Hello, Lee Bradley. He's waiting for the cooking recipe. Lee, I didn't do it. I had my feta shrimp for you today.
Oh.
Okay, y'all know what I'm going to do? I'm going to copy and paste my feta shrimp in the notes. JR, do not let me leave the studio before I do that.
Before you do, okay.
Because I cannot go back on my word to Lee Bradley and to the other people. Okay.
Okay.
My feta shrimp. I'm putting it in the comment section. Okay? All right. Let's see. Mindy Lancaster says it was only their second championship. Mindy, you are just full of trivia tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, girl. Thank you very much. A big hello to Jeff and Hillary Larry, who are listening from Arkansas, and that would be my niece and her husband. Nice to have you with us today, Hillary. Who else is listening? Oh, a good friend of the show, Joneil Kirby.
Oh, yes.
She's listening today, and
all
I
right.
appreciate that, Joneil. I think Lynn Hildebrand is on, and Janice Geldmeyer Miller, a couple good friends of the show. That's about it. Hello, Sherry Grant Murray. She's also with us. And just like that, our minute is gone.
Yep.
Doesn't take long, does it,
JR? It doesn't. It goes by too
okay.
fast.
Okay. Suddenly Single. I'll be putting the show notes about this one. The information about this one at the bottom of the video, and I will see y'all next week if the good Lord's willing and the creek doesn't rise. This is Shelly with Hugs for All.